win, you know, and you have to battle for four quarters and make plays, come from behind, you just gain so much confidence from it. And as coaches, you're proud because a lot of moments that can go south. And when your players battle through that and just continue to find a way to keep it close in some cases, and then when the momentum swings, you know, find a way, you know, to be that guy that steps up and finish drives, very proud of the way that we battled, because we have not won a game like this yet this year. So it's a big accomplishment, and obviously gets us bowl eligible, which is another huge accomplishment for this football team.
Jesse.
Jimmy, talk to you about needing to stack up wins, and that's what's mattered most. This team's bowl eligible now. What has this six-game stretch showed you just about your ability to keep from head coach down the road? What have you learned about yourself in this stretch?
I've mentioned it for a long time. I have a lot of confidence in myself because of the people around me, and we're not far off. You know, there's things that we'll have to change to show improvement, but I'm proud of our guys. You know, we have a lot of great players in that locker room. We have a lot of people that care, and I think we got a little complacent, and I've tried to shake that up and continue to push, and to see the way the players respond gives me confidence that I can get this done long term. Just proud of where this program has come in the last six games, and you know, we're not perfect, and change will have to happen in order to take this program even farther, but very proud because it could go south in a hurry when big decisions are made like that, and to see our guys stick together and continue to fight and continue to just keep their eyes forward and get better, even though there's been multiple waves of adversity that have hit them, it means a lot to me, and I get a lot of confidence from it.
Jim?
Jim, I'm going to take Jesse's question one step further. I know you weren't given parameters for what you needed to do, but getting the ball to run would seem to be a pretty big step. Do you think you made the case that you should be the coach going forward?
I hope so. I mean, we're playing much better, and winning games is number one, right? And there's a certain way, style, right? Even in a loss, you know, how you play, the togetherness, how hard you fight, that matters, I would hope. So even in games we've come up short, the fight, that grit factor has been there. We've needed to play a little better. And today, I think, shows a little bit of growth. So I like where we're heading, you know, as we get to the end of the season. Another big one next week. We can't think about this one for too long. We're going to enjoy it today, but we have another big one next week, another rival game that is extremely important for us to win. So I think I've done a decent job of continuing to push and keep guys motivated. Clarity would help.
Jim, the most success you guys had today was on the ground, but can you tell us what you saw in the moment that mattered from Graham to Isaac in the throw game?
Obviously a huge play in the game. You need to find a way to get a chunk, right? We were moving the ball down. We were in a good spot with the clock, but at the same time, getting a chunk changes everything. And just Graham being able to extend the play and trust it. You know, Isaac's a dynamic athlete out in space, and big time for him to come down with that catch and get us inside the 10. So just proud of Graham and the way he battled. Wasn't perfect. I mean, the conditions, again, were very difficult to throw the football in. But he battled. He made one poor decision early, obviously. But just continue to fight and find a way. And for Isaac to pull that one in, that's what you need. Players have to make plays. You know, that's what it comes down to. It's about them and finding ways to finish. And we needed that one in a big way, and we got it done.
It seemed like, kind of going off that, the run game did well in the first half, but it seems like you guys came in at halftime with a really big focus on that, just kind of try to pound them down. Was that kind of the idea of trying to wear them out with the run game?
Yeah, we were moving the ball, controlling the clock. They were on the field for long stretches of time. We felt good. We just weren't finishing drives. We had the miss, you know, missed field goal. We ended up making one, but we just couldn't punch it in the end zone. But we were moving the ball well the first half at times, and we knew, you know, we had them on their heels a little bit in the run game, and we wanted to stay patient as long as we could, get down 14 to 3, and we had to press a little bit farther, but we continued to make plays, and obviously getting that touchdown was a big one. Wanted to get to 2 points to see if we needed three or we needed six, and obviously we needed the six after it, and unfortunately we had the penalty. Defensively, had to step up huge. We really need to get off the field there and get our offense in field position. And for them to start that for that last drive on the 50, I think was a huge, you know, factor in that one.
That's a little bit from Jim Leonard as he meets the media in Lincoln tonight, almost at Iowa City. Boy, got to shake that, don't I, Trav? Couple of things that came out of it, and you and I briefly talked about this before it popped on the air today. Where would this team be today without the return of Ches Malusi?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, obviously, Isaac has been taking over that role and been doing a great job at it. And Ches Malusi, he was missed. Absolutely, he was missed. And he made some awesome runs today that helped this team put this team in position to put some points up on the board. I think a lot of times that the second back a lot of time goes unseen. You know what I mean? And I can think that you could see that from just by seeing Isaac. Again, Isaac has been doing a great job, but just having those three weapons, I think just makes this offense that much more dynamic.
Well, on a day like today, where, as Jim said, because of the wind today, throwing the football, it was a premium. If you could do it, great. I mean, a lot of passes, and everybody is hammering on Graham today in the talk and text line. What's new? But it was both ways. Neither quarterback could throw the ball when they were going a certain direction in that stadium today. I mean, look at Vanzell's field goal. It was right there, but the wind knocked it down. So that played a big factor, and that's where, you know, as much as we have hammered this offensive line over the course of the season, much of it has been well-deserved. I thought the offensive line played well today, and outside of one penalty, which ended up to be offsetting, the offensive line, you could argue, played their best game of the season today, and this is after they started the game with Wettick, who stayed home with an injury. They had some flips, some things along. Fortney went in and played that right guard spot, and how gutsy was it to say, all right, third and goal, we're a yard and a half out. Let's push this baby in. Let's ride the Hogs in with Graham Mertz, and they did. And the Badgers win this football game today. You know what? We got to give a tip of the cap to that offensive line today, too, I think.
I agree. I mean, just looking at that play that you just talked about as far as running that quarterback sneak, I mean, you had several offensive linemen that were in the end zone. What frustrated me was the fact that it took the refs so long to call that a touchdown. I'm like, we have three offensive linemen, including the quarterback in the end zone. What is taking you so long to put your arms up and call this a touchdown?
Especially the dude where Graham's laying right below him.
Exactly. He's looking at him. Like, what are you waiting for?
By the way, it was overturned via replay. Being a former receiver, you had to love the attempt by Keontae Lewis on that sideline. And by the way, did anybody see enough? And again, you know what they show us on ESPN, maybe there's more angles for the official to say and see into the replay booth, which I'm assuming there was. I was kind of surprised it was overturned. Were you?
As far as the catch?
Yeah, on the sidelines.
Yeah, it almost seems as if that's a call that always goes against Wisconsin. Somehow that they're not able to see right down the line or something's covering up the view. But of course, if it's against us, somehow they can make that call. It's just, it's frustrating.
Well, we talked today about the ground game, which was special. And after Braylon Allen, we knew going into this, we talked about this, he had a bad shoulder. That was evident on several carries today. And then he was dinged up. It looked to be an ankle at the end of the game. Ches Malusi stepped up. And where would this team be tonight? I don't think with a win if it wasn't for Isaac's layout catch that set up that final touchdown drive. On the day, the Badgers rushed for 318 yards. We go back to Lincoln now, where Mike Heller is standing by with Badgers running back Braylon Allen.
Braylon, let me take to the end here. As a leader, how important is that finish and for you guys to be able to overcome what you did today?
Yeah, incredibly important for us to get a win and just kind of to finish the way that we did. Finish what started as a rough week, turn it positive, and keep the Freedom Trophy home. It's a great win for us, great win for this program, and for Devin.
Let me talk to you about two guys that are in your running back room. Ches being back out there, which was critical today, given that you're a little limited. And Isaac Arendo on the great catch. Let's start with Ches.
Yeah, Ches. I mean, Not much. I mean, it's not enough to say about him. I mean, it's great to see him back out there. Both of them, really. Chez, especially, obviously, coming back from injury that happened midseason. He's just been through so much. And to see him have a great game today, it was awesome to see him. I'm happy for him, and I'm excited to see what he can do the rest of the year.
And that throw and catch from Graham to Isaac Grando is fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Isaac, you know, with another huge play. I mean, we just got playmakers everywhere. It's awesome to see, especially in the running back room, just having, you know, guys from top to bottom who are playmakers, definitely makes your job easier as a running back, and just being able to have guys that you can count on, it's awesome.
Frustrating for you trying to work through a shoulder issue, but being out there as much as you can, but it's hard to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to be hard, you know, when you can't play, but you know, it's. I guess it makes it better to see Chez out there playing well, and Isaac as well, making plays. So definitely makes it better. I'm just trying to do what I can.
Last one, that emotion in the locker room with a trophy, being bowl eligible, all of it. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Amazing. Like I said, just great way to cap off. You know, what started as a rough week, and, you know, kind of just turn it positive and get a big win.
Bray, thank you. Appreciate it. Tim, back to you.
All right, thank you much, Mike. Braylon Allen today. Bray finished with 18 totes for 92 yards. Longest was that one he went left on track for 22. Chez Malusi today, I think one of the stars of this game, 21 totes for 98. Isaac Grando had 9 for 42, but, you know, that reception of 27 is only one of the day down that right sideline on that final touchdown drive. That was monstrous. And if we want to talk about a turning point in the game, and that is probably it. Badgers win today by a score of 15-14. They're now bowl eligible. When we come back, we're going to hop back into the talking text line at 414-799-1973. And then also, guys, we have to pick our energizing performance of the game. Did I give it away? Maybe. We'll do that as we continue. Badger Nation is happy today. Stay with us. More to come as we continue with the Ford postgame show. And this is Badger Football from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin Badger football. There was a lot to celebrate last season, like having the number one running back for 100-yard games and the number one defensive team in the Big Ten, or crushing it with 20 consecutive bowl games. And we've been there at every step or misstep. From wrecking your knee on a touchdown to falling down during the jump around, at UW Health, we're proud to be the number one orthopedic team and the number one hospital in Wisconsin, delivering the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Last spring, you chose hard-working seed, but did it work as hard as you did? At NK Seeds, we know that all the time, all the effort, comes down to this. All that matters now is yield and how the seed performed on your acre. Because you can't fake performance, and bushels don't lie. Visit nkseeds.com/harvest.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from Ascos, Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to Ascos, Wisconsin with Kristen Bry Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM, The Shaw, and WAUK 540 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows level off around 4 above tonight under partly cloudy skies with a few flurries possible at times. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, high of 28. Lows around 19. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. Temps below average Monday and Tuesday with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Back to throw, four-man Nebraska rush. Graham Woods throws right side. That's Garendo and a diving catch inside the 10-yard line. Oh, what a catch on the dive by Isaac Garendo. First down, goal to go. Wisconsin with a minute 25 to play.
That is our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Ford postgame show continues. Tim Scott, Travis Beckham. That was the big play that set up the final scoring drive, and the Badgers needed it. The two-point conversion ended up a bit short. The Badgers win today by a score of 15-14. Trav, let's hop to the talk and text line here at 414-799-1973. Unnamed in the 715 says, hey, when they fired Paul, it was basically starting with the new offense. It's except for the weather in the last three games, more like a pro-style run-pass game now. They went from a credit card-sized play sheet Paul Chris used to a full play sheet. They don't have it down yet. Now, you and I were talking about during the break about Isaac Garendo. He has had some special plays. He has game-changing plays. He's a guy, I'm getting the vibe from you, my friend, should be more involved in this offense somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, I think that Chez Malusi is a great running back, okay? He's missed several games, and Isaac has done an unbelievable job of stepping up in that second running back role. Obviously, you look at that play today. Obviously, Isaac's snaps have been limited because of Chez. But anytime that Isaac Garendo has the opportunity to shine, he does. I mean, that catch that he had today, it's a great throw by Mertz. Okay. Two is an unbelievable catch by a running back to help put his team in the position to go in and score on that drive. Now, obviously, we have Chez Malusi, which is Braylon Allen, and Chez Malusi is a dangerous combo, okay? But we need to find ways to get Isaac more involved in this offense. And that's one thing that I can say about Coach Chris that he did with me. If our quarterback was struggling to get me the ball, I would be running the jet sweep like we do. I would be running screens. Coach Chris knew that if it came down to it and we needed huge plays, that he could depend on me. And I depended on myself to put the team on my back and help this team win. Okay. And I think that Isaac is one of those guys that you can put him anywhere on that offense and he's going to make plays for this offense. He's shown that all year. We just need to figure out a way to still, even with Chez Malusi back, to involve him more in this offense.
Well, I think one of the things, too, about Isaac is that, unfortunately, he's had a lot of injuries. Yep. And now you're seeing why they brought him to Wisconsin. I mean, it's well documented. He is arguably, if not the fastest guy on this team. And as Matt pointed out, what Lukey did on that play, when you line him up against, a safety? Good luck.
Exactly.
I mean, and, you know, the degree, and you made those catches. The degree of difficulty in Isaac, explain it to us, because that ain't easy.
Not at all. I mean, just having to credit to Graham Mertz for throwing a great ball. But most running backs in college football aren't probably going to make that catch. I mean, he just put it to where that he was the only person that was going to be able to catch that ball. Obviously, he laid out, held possession with that ball, and just, I mean, it's unbelievable. It that catch is much harder than it looks.
Badgers win today 15-14. They are bowl eligible. And do they have a chance yet in the West? We'll come back. We'll do that. We'll wrap it up. Get set for some more football talk throughout the afternoon. But again, everybody goes home happy. Badgers win in Lincoln today. The Freedom Trophy is secure for another year. I laugh because it's dumb. The Freedom Trophy? Come on. right? Am I wrong? The consensus. Is this, I mean...
It's a trophy. We'll take it. We'll take
the hardware, but it's the Freedom Trophy, right? Come on. All right. Stay with us. More of our Ford postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Buying a home? Rocket Mortgage will cover 1% of your rate for the first year at no cost to you with Inflation Buster. That's more road trips, more front row seats. Plus, if rates drop within 3 years of your home purchase, you'll get exclusive savings when you refinance with Rate Drop Advantage. Save when you buy today and refinance tomorrow. Call 833-7-ROCKET today or visit inflationbuster.com to start saving.
For fees covered, rate lock date requirements and other terms and conditions, visit inflationbuster.com or call 1-833-7-ROCKET. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hey, Badgers fans, it's time to gear up for the season. So let's do it right. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more. Shields has everything you need to show your Wisconsin pride. Visit our fan shop online or in-store for the biggest and best brands in the game. You'll find the right gear to level up your team spirit with all the essentials for your pregame parking lot party. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Back one final time here on the Badger Radio Network. Tim Scott and Travis Beckham today. Badgers win 15-14. I thought it was interesting. Jimmy mentioned the grit factory during when he met the media, because that really what this was. I mean, the Badgers trailed this game 7-0 at the end of the first half. They got back in it when Mertzi hit Skylar Bell. And how about the degree of difficulty, not on the throw, but on the catch? I mean, Trav, I mean, he adjusted to that ball. We didn't see it in live action, but when you saw the replay that was shot from behind Mertz, that was a heck of an adjustment by Skylar Bell.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that it almost looked as if that's kind of one of those things where he throws a back shoulder throw. And obviously that's communication between Graham Mertz and Skylar Bell. But defensive player didn't see the ball, and Skylar Bell adjusted well and scored a touchdown on it.
Yeah, he did. And when you look at this game today, too, I mean, it comes down to that, again, that final drive. And, you know, it's being overlooked a little bit today about that defense. And, you know, people are on the talking text line saying, well, Nebraska's no good. Yeah, I get it. Their path is similar to Wisconsin's, but... You know what? This team has been through much. Has been through so much emotionally this season. And as this game went on, my friend, I was thinking that maybe the tank was running dry. But you know, the foundation of this program the last couple of years has been the special defense, and they were special today. The offense did enough, led by, I mean, I'm looking at that last drive, 7 plays, 50 yards, 3rd and goal. Mertzi rides the Hogs of, you know, it was behind what? It was Tippmann, Fortney, and Bordellini that he rode in their backs into the end zone, and the Badgers pull one out today, 15-14. Very, very impressive win for them today as the Badgers again win. I want to mention this, too. Someone hit us up on the talk and text line, and they were asking us, is there any way that the Badgers could still be in it in the West? And they bring that up is because Illinois, for the majority of the game today, looked like they were going to beat Michigan. And Michigan scored, kicked a field goal late. Illinois had a last shot, but they ran out and they lost today. So when I look at the West, right now Iowa and Minnesota are playing in Iowa City. And Iowa has an early 3-0 lead on the Gophers. So Purdue is in the West. They're 5-3 as the game day began today. Minnesota is 4-3. Iowa is 4-3. Illinois is 4-4. With the Badger win, they're 4-4. So now, either Minnesota or Iowa is going to have 4 losses. Now, the Badgers next week host Minnesota. Spence, I can check here and what.
Are we 5-4? Are we?
No, I'm talking about in the West. In the West. Overall, we're 5. You're right. Overall, we're 5-4. I'm just going losses.
Okay.
So gotcha. I'm looking at is losses, okay? So I want to check here real quick if I can get a score update. I got to flip this screen, I got to hit this button here. So I'm trying to find out about Purdue today. If one of you guys see this before I do, jump in. But, all right, so let's see here. Real quick, what do I have here? Let's see here. Purdue won today over Northwestern 17-9. So now Purdue is 5-3 in the Big Ten. That's why they have five wins. Purdue next week, let me look at this real quick. Purdue next week plays at Purdue plays at Indiana next week. So they're going in with 3 losses. So
they're going to be 6-3 next week.
Yes, yes. So all the Badgers can do is win. Here's and again, we want the axe back next week, right?
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be fun if Minnesota wins today in Iowa? They come in all P.J. Fleck next week at Camp Randall Stadium on Senior Day, and the Badgers beat them and take back the trophy. How much fun would that pose? You know what, Trav? You won't have to worry about people in the set. It will be rocking next week if both of those things happen.
I would love it. I would love it. I mean, I think the biggest thing is one, to get that axe back.
Yes.
And get that axe back and then have PJ Fleck come into our house and just taking it from him and chop down that boat that they're rowing and let's go.
All right. Right now, again, they just punted. They trail in Iowa City by a score of 3-0. That is a wrap for us. The Badgers with the win improved to 5-4 on the season. They are bowl eligible. 5-4 in the season. The Badgers are now bowl eligible. We're excited about that. So that will continue. We'll see where they end up playing here in a few weeks. We don't know the start time in the Minnesota game tomorrow. That will come out in the next day or so. But Badger Nation goes home happy. If you want more Badger talk, you can stay with us. We've got a lot more to break down. A couple of spots you can hear us as our postgame show continues in Madison on 1310 WIBA. Here in Milwaukee on the flagship, 97.3 The Game. Of course, you can also listen to us throughout the country on the iHeart Radio app. Just look up those two radio stations and you can listen to us for the next 90 minutes or so. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. I'm Tim Scott, reminding you to join us next week when the Badgers battle the Gophers, the Axe game in Madison. Again, the final from Lincoln. The Badgers win today, knocking off the Nebraska Cornhuskers by a score of 15-14. This is the Badger Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR.
In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
If you're talking,
we all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows level off around 4 above tonight under partly cloudy skies with a few flurries possible at times. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, high of 28. Lows around 19. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. Temps below average Monday and Tuesday with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
All right,
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of... Dr. Craig of Citizen Action. I was up late last night. Let's go to Sophia. Hey, Sophia, thank you from Waukesha. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. I kind of differ with your guest there today.
Okay.
I am a Republican. But Tim Michaels was not a good candidate. And then also the fact that Donald Trump came out a couple days before the election and started talking about what he was going to go in 2 weeks. He's going to give some big bombshell, which means probably he's going to run. I think that a lot of people, as a Republican, I'm tired of Donald Trump. Now, I didn't vote for either Republican yesterday, and that's the first time in my life that I didn't.
So what was it about Tim Michaels, you know, that you, you know, didn't feel he was worthy of your vote?
I know him personally.
Oh, okay.
And what he said about, how do I put this? The things he said about, you know, gay people, they can do something in their home, but
right.
they can't, shouldn't
yeah,
go out.
He said a lot of horrible things, no question.
Oh, they were terrible. They were terrible. And I watched Waukesha County, which is generally Republican. It was going blue. I mean, it was basically people were voting the opposite way because he's well known in Waukesha County. I don't like the fact that he doesn't live here. I don't like the fact that he doesn't tell the truth. You know, I'm a Republican like my parents were a Republican, and I believe in the truth. And if you can't tell the truth, then you shouldn't be running.
So was
and
there,
that's where...
Was there any pushback?
That's Tony Evers... Tony Evers won on the truth.
Was there any pushback?
The rest of my...
Was there any pushback with you because they brought him in and railroaded Rebecca Clefish? Did that play any role in your thoughts?
That bothered me. But I know Michaels to be a liar. I mean, right now I can't give you the information that I'm a retired attorney. No, but there is going to be something coming out about him. I didn't want to do it prior to the election because of the fact I wanted it to be run clean. I figured he wouldn't win because of what he is, but eventually you're going to find out what he is.
Do you think the Republican Party was aware of it and decided to back him anyway?
No, I don't think they knew what I know. He's kept it quite hidden. Other than the fact that the circuit court knows what in Waukesha County.
So we don't want to get into any of those things on the air.
That's why I'm telling you I don't want to, right, and that's why I don't want to say anything until it all comes out. However, when he said he wanted to be the head of law enforcement in this state, he can't even be the head of law enforcement in his own family, and I'll leave it at that. And you can... try to figure out what I mean by that.
Hey, Sophia, thank you very much.
It has nothing to do with his children, okay? Earl, I'm going to call you again sometime because I like listening to you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Dr. Craig.
Very interesting call from Sophia. Obviously, we don't know what she was talking about in the second half, so I guess we'll wait to see what comes out. Or whether Mr. Michaels is able to prevent it from coming out, whatever it is. But what she said at the beginning is really interesting, and I can contribute a lot to the conversation because it is a firsthand perspective that the Trump visit and the association of Trump with Michaels, I mean, he got the nomination in the primary because he was the Trump candidate. may have harmed him in some suburban areas. Obviously, she's talking about Waukesha County, but I think Ozaukee County is the same thing. Now, it's still a Republican-voting county. What we're talking about here is Waukesha County. I believe the last numbers I saw, Earl, 62% Republican in this election instead of 75%. So that 13% is huge in the statewide count because it's the third largest county in the state. But it's still a Republican county. But so I have no doubt that what Sophia is saying is true because it's reflected in these numbers. But what this, remember, I talked about how important base turnout was and how high it was that Mandela brought on the Democratic side to the ticket. Well, by associating himself with Trump and bringing him in, he increased turnout massively in a lot of the more rural, deep red areas of the state. So there's a trade-off. So it's a little hard to tell with Michael how much he lost and gained in the transaction, because he also gained turnout, and he needed massive turnout to be competitive, and Johnson needed massive turnout to potentially win a very close race. And so it's not like they could have been conventional Republicans of the Tommy Thompson variety and still not lost just because they would have lost on turnout. So that's the challenge here, though there is critique that the Trump visits to Arizona and Pennsylvania were not helpful. So Sophia is giving us a similar view from the ground here, and here referring to Waukesha County here.
You know, Dr. Craig, I want to go back to before we went to break. I was saying that these young progressives who were there with Mandela and pushed the Democratic Party, a centrist Democratic Party, and you said that there was something that I said that you wanted to add on before we went to break.
Yeah, there's a complexity to what's happened to the Democratic Party. It is a much more progressive party than it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, 28% of Democrats said that, you know, were self-identified as liberal or progressive. And I was, the media doesn't report on this, I was going into the deep crosstabs of polls to find out in Wisconsin what it is now. It's about 55 to 58% progressive, okay, or liberal. So you can't ignore the majority of the party. On the other hand, unlike the Republicans where the MAGA wing dominates, you still got 40, 45% of voters being in the moderate wing with Tony Evers. So what we really have here is we have a party that is a coalition between those two wings. And the nice thing about this ticket, having Mandela as a U.S. Senate candidate and Tony Evers the gubernatorial candidate, is we had both wings of the party accommodated, and we got the strengths of both in this election. And that's why I'm so worried about the establishment wing of the party deciding that we should do only the Evers approach to politics. That will damage our turnout so dramatically among the rising voters, voters who are more regular voters, younger voters, a lot of young voters of color, that it will doom us to losing. So in a weird sort of way, both sides of the party need each other, need to recognize that. And some of the firebrand radical progressives, and I'm radical, but I want to get I also want to recognize how long it's going to take, right, to get to things like Medicare for all. And so, and it's going to take a lot of progress over time. And so they need to understand you can't just dismiss the moderate wing of the party, even though it's smaller. We still can't win without Tony Evers and the folks that are closer to him ideologically.
You know, Dr. Craig, I always like to challenge where people say if somebody's radical because they have a vision or an idea of including everybody. That shouldn't be radical, right? I mean, we use that term, and in some instances, you know, you can people will exchange or interchange the term radical with crazy. And so they can dismiss that. Well, he's a radical. Well, you know, if people are willing to stand up and tell the truth and about things, that shouldn't be a negative connotation, right? I mean,
no, Most of the public is radical, Earl, because most of the public doesn't like the way things are now and wants change, right?
Right. Right. So that's,
I mean, including Republicans, including the MAGA wing, they're just misguided as to what change we need that would help people, right?
Yes.
So, and, you know, you think about it. You think of income inequality. You think that we used to have relatively even distribution of the gains, the economic growth of this country between working class folks, middle class folks, and wealthy people in this country. It's all been skewed the last 40 years by the rigging of the economy, where everyone who is not ultra rich is getting a smaller share. If we just had the same level of equality we had in the mid-1970s, people wouldn't be so vulnerable to inflation. You wouldn't have 40% of households in the United States not being able to afford a surprise $400 bill.
Right.
That's why inflation is such a big issue. So the fact that they've made people so economically vulnerable, they then use to their advantage and run against Joe Biden and Democrats. So there's a horrendous irony here. And what the problem with the split result, Earl, is it's going to be harder for democracy to function. Evers will not be able to legislate. The legislature will not be able to override his vetoes. Same in Congress. If we end up with a Republican House, even if the Senate is narrowly Democratic and a Democratic president, then people will be frustrated because democracy won't function because we can't do the things we actually need to do. And that's the problem with this split decision. We actually need a Democratic majority that can actually implement what most people want in this country, which is a better deal for most people.
You know, Dr. Craig, there'll be people who will say, you just had the Democratic majority and you couldn't get it done. I agree with you 100%. And the reason that we couldn't get it done was two conservative Democrats.
Yeah.
Even with the things that President Biden was able to move, we had this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do some big things, and because of Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, all of that was wasted. Well, not totally wasted, because there's some positive things that happened, but the agenda that all of us dreamt for and wished for and were hopeful of, you know, we're not going to see that again for a long time to come, because as you stated, on the state level as well as on the national level, nothing's going to get done. And this is a time, Dr. Craig, when there needs to be something done, right? People need to see movement. They can't stand to be stuck in a stalemate when they're struggling.
I mean, one thing that we can capitalize on here to give a little bit of a silver lining, by getting the Inflation Reduction Act done and the infrastructure law, yeah, there's a whole bunch of money out there that this administration, through their administrative authority and the administrative authority of Governor Evers and of cities in this state, blue cities like Milwaukee and Madison, Eau Claire, Green Bay, Racine, et cetera, can actually improve people's lives with if we do it right. So there is more opportunity because even though we didn't get everything we wanted, if you really add it up, President Biden had one of the most successful first 2 years of any president in the 20th century or early 21st century, and a lot was passed, including the most serious climate legislation ever passed in this country, and it's going to be an economic engine if we do it right for really creating a large number of middle-class family-supporting jobs for everyone left out and for everyone who wants to move into the fast-growing green economy, which is a lot of folks, a lot of middle-class folks need better opportunity. And so there are opportunities here. Obviously, the fact that we didn't do a lot of popular things because of the filibuster and two senators being loyal to this Jim Crow institution, it not only would not get things like raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and the number of other popular provisions that would have lowered prescription drug costs for everyone, not just folks on Medicare.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Every livestock farmer knows they can't control the weather. Recent growing seasons have shown rain can be hard to come by at times. Now you can add protection with a pasture rangeland forage policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. PRF policies help protect you against future yield losses caused by a lack of rain. Better yet, they're customizable and can cover hay and pasture acres. To learn about a PRF policy, contact your local Ag Country office today.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to an Election Day edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I hope we didn't scare off, you folk on the other side of things who are used to calling. The phone lines are open for you. But as I said from the top, you know, I've got the Dawn of Resistance, Ms. Maggie Dawn, who is a corporate counsel for Milwaukee County. Corporate counsel for Milwaukee County, and my good friend Robert Miranda, a Marine veteran. They're well-spoken, well-educated, and I'm glad they are here. Robert, you know, when you have looked at, as you have, and I know because we've talked about it, what is taking place in this country? And again, you being a veteran, and you see all of these people who are willing to destroy this country if they don't get their way. All of these Republicans who right now are saying, if we lose, then we're not accepting the loss. And then you've got people who have made threats at poll workers, Robert. The poor poll worker, what have they done to receive the kinds of, and then these people call themselves patriots. Robert, let's talk a little bit about, from you being a veteran, putting your life on the line, and you hear people who call themselves patriots, and having busted a grape.
Well, I've seen this kind of nonsense go on in different parts of the world, in countries that I've been stationed in or have been deployed to. And, you know, a lot of what I see here replicates a lot of stuff that's going on in different parts of the world. You could point to these domestic terrorist groups, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the Three Percenters.
The Boogaloo Boys.
Boogaloos and all these guys act like Hezbollah or the Taliban or whatever other different terrorist organization operates in these countries to subjugate the people in those countries. And these boys are the same model, the same mentality, in that you will do what we want you to do, and you will vote the way we want you to vote, and you will act the way we want you to act, and you will support what we want you to support. And this is the kind of damage, this is the kind of danger that we're talking about. When you got groups like that being allowed to attain mainstream status, like they were able to attain that status under the great turd himself, and be able to advance their message, so that numbskulls out there like that Paul guy and all the other moonshiners out there who continue to just, all they want is for themselves to be happy. And there's nothing wrong with that if you want to be happy. But if you want to be happy, you have to also understand that to be happy in this country, the country has to be stable. And the idea of stability is a key part of our democracy. If we can maintain stability, everybody it will be happy. But when you got these groups and this, and being egged on by a major political party to undermine that stability, then what you have is the growth of a cult and a growth of a fascist dictatorship that is going to undermine everything that this country has stood for the past 200 years.
Maggie?
And this young lady, the number two over at the Milwaukee Election Commission, and this young lady, it was a good thing that she was caught, because, as you pointed out, Rojo has said, he will not accept the outcome of the election.
He's not alone, man.
And even Tim Michaels, the guy running for governor, has said, well, if he becomes governor, the Republican Party will never lose an election right. again. These guys are dead set serious in establishing a one-party dictatorship in this country that we all, as Americans, all of us, no matter what party line we are in, no matter what community we represent, if we are about a democratic republic, a democratic representative government, have to stand up and say, you know what, I may not agree with the issues of these people here, but at least they're not about destroying the one true system that allows me to advance my voice without being hassled or without being imprisoned by a government that is going to create itself and become a tyrannical system. I'm going to vote for democracy.
Maggie?
Yeah. Robert is naming a lot of key factors here. Fundamentally, there are so many basic rights that are at risk. This isn't just about bodily autonomy and health access equity. Those things are critical, and people should vote if they believe that religion must take a back seat to the secular processes of democracy, right? But beyond that, undermining our democratic process is free speech. And when you have folks like Carrie Lake and Donald Trump saying that libel laws should be loosened so that the press can be attacked, that election workers who simply executed their democratic functions should be subject to criminal prosecution, when you have Eric Toney saying that district attorneys should be able to cross county boundaries to prosecute doctors who help women in life-saving decisions about whether or not to carry a life-threatening pregnancy to term. It is all of this that is swirling about. Listen, in democracies where we embrace free speech, and I do believe that on the right and the left, there has been a canceling or an inability or unwillingness to debate people that disagree with you. We have to allow folks like Paul to say whatever dumb thing that Paul might want to say that reveals his own racism. criticism, and then we get to engage and respond to that, right? That is the heartbeat here. And hopefully through that dialogue that isn't just screaming at one another, we can actually show the merits of some of what we have to say. But the key there is that in the end, the election process is held sacrosanct. And we need to point fingers at folks like Joe Manchin and others who didn't want to move on protecting voting rights at the federal level. This is a fundamental problem. It disenfranchises young people. It disenfranchises mobile workers. It disenfranchises black and brown folk, elderly folk, disabled folk. We need to be focusing on these basic principles and willing to engage with those that vehemently disagree with us on any platform at any time.
So listen, it's election day. 844-967-2789. Phone lines are open. We'll be right back.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave.
WFHR, Wisconsin goat. Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally